Good morning, Sheffield. It's Friday, the 7th of August, and this is today's Raygood Podcast, your quick guide to the stories everyone across the city will be talking about. We begin with a serious story from Page Hall, where two men have been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder following several days of disorder. Police say two men suffered serious injuries during the violence, including an incident in which a man was attacked with metal bars. Other arrests have also been made, while additional police patrols remain in the area. Now to a much more uplifting story, and Sheffield is showing it has plenty of sporting heart this weekend. More than 1,100 organ and stem cell transplant recipients are competing across the city in the British Transplant Games. Athletes, donor families, and supporters joined an opening parade before competition began across 26 different sports. The games continue through Sunday, bringing thousands of visitors to Sheffield while highlighting the life-changing importance of organ donation. And from Sheffield to Downing Street, Sheffield Healey MP Louise Haig is effectively holding the fort at the top of government while Prime Minister Andy Burnham takes a family holiday. Haig, who was appointed First Secretary of State last month, is the most senior cabinet minister working during his absence. The Prime Minister remains in contact with officials, but for a few days, the road to Downing Street appears to run through Sheffield. Sheffield's medieval past is also being given a new lease of life at Castlegate. Work is continuing on the new Castle Park, where archaeological discoveries and the surviving remains of Sheffield Castle are being incorporated into the regeneration project. Parts of the castle will be visible to the public as the historic site is transformed into a new city centre park. Elsewhere, tens of thousands of pounds in cash have been seized during raids targeting suspected illegal gambling operations in Sheffield and Doncaster. Police say three people were arrested on suspicion of offences involving gambling, immigration matters, and possession of a bladed article. The Gambling Commission and Trading Standards were also involved in the operation. Sheffield's community mental health work has meanwhile been placed in the national spotlight following a government visit to Gleadless Valley. The local pilot is designed to help people access support earlier and closer to home, rather than waiting until they reach crisis point. The government is now planning a wider expansion of neighbourhood mental health services. Yorkshire Water is facing criticism over a continuing leak on Park Grange Drive. Councillor Ben Miskell says water has continued escaping despite earlier work at the site and has called for the problem to be properly resolved. Asking everyone to save water works better when the road isn't doing the opposite. There's sad news for Sheffield clubbers as Tank Nightclub prepares to close after 12 years. The venue says rising costs and other pressures mean it can no longer continue, with its final party taking place tomorrow night. Over at Sheffield Forge Masters, some seriously big pieces of equipment are arriving as work continues on the company's enormous new machining facility. The specialist cranes will eventually handle components weighing hundreds of tons as the historic Sheffield manufacturer expands its advanced engineering capabilities. And competitive football is finally back for Sheffield's two professional clubs this weekend. Sheffield Wednesday host Bolton Wanderers in the Carabao Cup tomorrow, while Sheffield United travel to Mansfield Town on Sunday. Pre-season optimism ends here. Now the worrying can officially begin. If you're looking for something to do today, here are our Sheffield Essentials event guide picks. For families, CBeebies House Party Live is at Sheffield City Hall's Oval Hall, with performances at 11 o'clock this morning and 2 o'clock this afternoon. The show features Mr. Tumble, Dougie, and other CBeebies favourites, with songs, dancing, bubbles, streamers, and plenty of surprises. Then tonight, it's time to become Sheffield's very own dancing queen. A live Mamma Mia-inspired ABBA tribute begins at 8 o'clock at the OEC Owleton Stadium on Penistone Road. Also taking place today are the Kalina Arts Summer Camp in Sheffield City Centre, a sushi masterclass at Maki and Ramen in Meadow Hall, and a crystal necklace workshop at Miss Crystal Limited. And that's your Raygood Podcast for today. Have a great day, Sheffield.